FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect rain and some light snow this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings around 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
All right, the cold front has made its way through, and temperatures are starting to drop. 47 now at our studios. Where does it line up for the frozen precipitation? Well, Dr. Bill will fill in all those details at 7:35. School's out for Clark County, Washington County, Monroe County, also Greene County in Mississippi, and Mobile County, Baldwin County. Go to school today, right, Kelly?
Take yourselves to school.
Don't try. No, Mom, seriously, because there was going to be snow. Mobile, Baldwin County schools, the word is out.
Yeah, and your mom and dad are smart. They listen to FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all going to school today.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, real quickly, during this time, I know the weather does fluctuate, and it's so easy to get mad at your favorite forecaster, your favorite meteorologist. These men and women work very hard to keep you updated. Just please, if you've ever looked at a radar, a map, you know, you see the different colors shifting, be mindful of that. And I say that because everyone, it seems like most people love James Spann, and this is such a funny tweet. This person says, I think at Spann's trolls stocked up on Haterade instead of milk.
Spann is good. He's a good guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I just keep that in mind. They're working hard to keep you safe. Because if they don't tell you enough, then you complain that you didn't know. If they tell you too much, they're in your way for you to watch whatever it is you're trying to watch.
Listen to Dr. Bill and be done with it.
Hello. Okay, 7:08. Let's get you to your headlines. As we have ourselves a date, the President and the Speaker of the House have agreed on when the President will greet the nation in the State of the Union. On Monday, President Donald Trump accepted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union speech on February the 5th. This is 1 week later than the originally scheduled date because of the partial government shutdown. And the AP reports that the invite was extended via a phone conversation, which lasted about roughly 12 minutes or so. We're still trying to determine what did they talk about outside
the last 6 minutes was, no, you hang up.
Right.
No, you hang up. You're still there. I can hear you. No, you hang up.
You know what? I bet there's more peace and civility between those two. They just keep it mum.
Whoa. Well, might be an investigative story there.
Inquiring minds want to know. Okay, so here's how it went. The Speaker of the House said, when I wrote to you on January 23rd, I stated that we should work together to find a mutually agreeable date when government has reopened to schedule this year's State of the Union address. In our conversation today, we agreed on February 5th. Therefore, I invite you to deliver your State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 5th, 2019 in the House chamber. Well, the president, of course, has to respond. He says, it is my great honor to accept. We have a great story to tell and yet great goals to achieve. So what's next? The House and Senate, they still must pass a resolution officially inviting the president to speak to a joint session of Congress. And with the wintry weather, yes, it's forced a number of schools to close across our state. If your kid goes to school here in Mobile County, or perhaps you work in the Mobile County School District, here's what you need to know via tweet. All Mobile County public schools will open on time Tuesday. We've been in contact with EMA officials who tell us they do not expect accumulation of ice or snow this far south. Bus route supervisors will be out early to confirm. Please have your children dress warmly and drive safely. That tweet courtesy of @MobilePublicSCH. You want to keep in mind communication's key in these types of situations. So make sure you listen to us in the morning, of course, Mobile Mornings, and follow us online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We've got you covered at Kelly K2K Finley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. And here it is. Stats out from the American Gaming Institute. Who knew there was such a thing?
Stop it.
Almost 1 in 10 Americans will bet on the Super Bowl. According to a new study, 22.7 million Americans will make a bet on the Super Bowl, which is about 1 out of 10 of us. Total bets, $6 billion. Dollars. In other words, enough to build the wall and have change. And I have a pretty cool story coming up from the Wall Street Journal about the other things that cost more than $5 billion. But $6 billion to be wagered by at least 1 in 10 Americans. And Dalton, as always, with great insight on this, you said during the news break, what?
Yeah, well, I was wondering if that number is an estimated for all the onshore and offshore gambling, or if that's only legal bets that are taken. Because if you include the bets that are made illegally from states
how would
like,
you have those numbers?
Alabama. Yeah, how would you get those numbers? I bet you could double or triple or maybe even quadruple that $6 billion.
Holy cow. Wow. Going to be a big, big Sunday for the bookies for sure. All right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're coming right back.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Much of central and north Alabama is expected to see rain, snow, and freezing temperatures today. Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather, warning drivers of potentially dangerous road conditions. A teacher and two aides are under investigation in Okaloosa County. The women from Silver Sand School allegedly blew a whistle in the ear of an autistic student and locked three autistic children in a bathroom with the lights off as a punishment.
One student per witness was held for 90 minutes.
A Shalimar Elementary School guidance counselor is also in hot water this morning. She is accused of not reporting the alleged sexual abuse of a five-year-old student by another student. Okaloosa officials announced the investigations on Monday, saying they have zero tolerance for teachers failing to protect students. A big thank you this morning to all of you who generously gave the WKRG News 5 Back the Blue Telethon. News 5 viewers pledged more than $35,000. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming February 8th to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show in the Gulf Coast with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for one weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget and it's fun for the whole family. February 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
A New Orleans All-Star requests a trade. The SEC remains at the top of the AP poll and media day from the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Right now at 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA, big news yesterday came early with a report that New Orleans Pelicans star Anthony Davis will not be open to a contract extension and would prefer to be traded to a team where he can compete for championships. The 25-year-old Davis was the number one overall pick in the 2012 NBA draft. Since then, he's become one of the most dominant players in the league. The five-time All-Star told the team that he would play out the remainder of the season if he is not traded before the February 7 trade deadline. Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry insists that this won't be a distraction for the team.
Everybody seems to be fine, and like they understand that it's part of the business.
ESPN reported that the Los Angeles Lakers are planning to make an aggressive push to acquire Davis before next week's trade deadline, but the Pelicans plan to listen to offers for Davis and won't make a deal before the deadline unless they're offered an overwhelming deal. In NBA games last night, the Golden State Warriors stretched their win streak to 11 games by beating Indiana 132-100.
Here comes Curry. Here's a long one. Get ready.
Two, down to one. His three to end the half, and he got it!
That call comes courtesy of Bay Area NBC Sports. Stephen Curry went 6 of 8 from 3 with 27 points. Mobile's DeMarcus Cousins added 22 for Golden State. Boston snapped Brooklyn's six-game win streak with a 112-104 win over the Nets. The New York Knicks lost their 11th game in a row, 101-92 to Charlotte. Atlanta beat the LA Clippers 123-118, and Denver overcame a 19-point deficit to defeat Memphis 95-92. In college basketball, number 2 ranked Duke beat Notre Dame 83-61. Zion Williamson scored 26 points with 9 rebounds and 4 blocks in the win. And number 16 Texas Tech beat TCU 84-65. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their newest top 25 poll in college basketball. The Tennessee Volunteers earned 48 of 64 first-place votes to remain at number 1 for the second week in a row. Tennessee has won 14 straight games. That's the program's longest win streak since 1923. The Vols are now one win shy of the school record. The rest of the top 6 remain unchanged. Duke is at number 2, Virginia number 3, Gonzaga number 4, Michigan 5, and Michigan State at number 6. Kentucky moved up one spot to number 7, LSU jumped 6 spots to number 19, and Mississippi State remained ranked 22nd. Auburn and Ole Miss fell out of the poll. The Tigers were ranked 16th last week and had spent 6 weeks in the top 10 earlier this season. As the Patriots and the Rams prepare for the Super Bowl on Sunday, yesterday in Atlanta, the teams kicked off the week with Media Day. Patriots coach Bill Belichick said the secret to New England's success is that everyone is doing their job.
We all have to do the best we can. We're doing it for each other. So that's carried us this far. Hopefully we can do it one more time.
Tom Brady is making his 9th Super Bowl appearance alongside Belichick. Yesterday he spoke about their relationship, saying that they are perfect for each other.
You know, he's taught me so much about leadership, how to be a leader for the team, and he's been so consistent, and his goal is winning, and that's what mine is.
Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski reportedly has considered retirement in the past couple years. He was asked yesterday whether he is thinking of retiring following this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't got that far. You know, this is a huge week, Super Bowl week. That's the last thing I'm thinking about, and just got to keep on grinding.
He's just thinking about what he's going to eat for lunch.
I was thinking about the Tide.
Tide pod.
The Tide.
Gronk.
The Rams, meanwhile, are making their first Super Bowl appearance since 2001. In only the second year of 33-year-old head coach Sean McVay's tenure, McVay said that this year has been magical.
Can't say enough about our players, their mental toughness. It's special, and what will be even more special is if we cap this thing off the right way.
The Rams and Patriots will play for the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday at 5:30 on CBS. Right now, 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwick. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
This time of year is prime for Atlantic hurricanes. As such, it's a good time for you to plan ahead and be prepared for natural disasters. Review, update, and practice emergency plans in both personal and business situations. Keep a duplicate set of key documents in a safe place away from the original set. Doing so is easier now that many documents can be stored electronically on a device like an external hard drive or USB flash drive. It's a good idea for you to photograph or video the contents of your home. Documenting these items will make it easier to claim available insurance and tax benefits after a disaster strikes. If you're unable to obtain a copy of last year's tax return, you can get one by going to irs.gov and using the Get Transcript application.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect rain and some light snow this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings around 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, few accidents we've had. Officers been able to clear out of the roadway. Steady right across the Bayway and the Causeway. But again, we've got a high wind advisory till 6 p.m. tonight with gusts of over 30 miles an hour expected. So far in Mobile, you're looking good. From Moffitt, Dolphin, Airport, and 65, no new wrecks into roadways. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them online at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5. About 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and a discussion of frozen precipitation. I know it's what's on your mind, and we'll get that done with Doc coming up in just a little bit. Also, to double down on what Jessica just said in the News 5 update, big thank you to everybody yesterday who gave of themselves, who gave money to the fund for the slain Mobile police officer, Sean Tudor. $35,875 raised for that memorial fund. Telethon ran yesterday from 6 in the morning to 7 in the evening. All the donations go to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Thank you so much to everybody who gave so very generously yesterday. It is well appreciated. I'm not surprised, because y'all do that kind of stuff, but it is appreciated. 7:22, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. And I want to know, how did your phone calls go? I think many of our friends
want to know. Yeah. Had some interesting phone calls with folks that listen to the station, mm-hmm. and y'all are awesome, and I really appreciate that. Also, I had a discussion with somebody who gave a donation. She said, this is all I can give. I said, listen, this is great, anything. And then wanted to discuss the pet of the week that had been on WKRG. And I said, ma'am, I do need to take some other calls to this telethon. But we had an in-depth discussion about pet of the week.
Was it a dog or a cat?
It was a dog. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to have adopted the dog and wanted to have somebody bring it to her at the house.
Oh, okay.
So I got to raise some money for the telethon and discussing pet of the week. So there we go.
You're a man of many talents. 7:22 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, everyone. President Trump, he remains in the giving spirit. Last weekend, he ended the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. And this week, he is donating a portion of his $400,000 a year salary, donating that money to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. His brother died as a result of alcoholism in 1981, and it's very well known. The president says that he does not drink. So POTUS donated his $100,000 salary from the third quarter of 2018. That money will be used to conduct research on alcoholism and alcohol-related problems. The Institute is part of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service. So during his campaign as candidate Trump in 2016, Mr. Trump pledged to donate his annual salary to, quote, worthy causes. Herbert Hoover started the trend for presidents donating their salaries, and then JFK then followed thereafter. Speaking of the weather, which we've been talking about all morning long, yes, four Alabama school systems, well, I should say, excuse me, speaking of the weather, a number of schools have closed their doors, but there are four Alabama school systems who are closing their doors actually due to the outbreak of the flu. Albertville, Marshall County, Boaz, and Guntersville all closed Monday. Albertville was closed Friday. Marshall County, Boaz, and Guntersville also closed their doors today. In Boaz, absentee levels topped 10% last Friday. So they get it. There's an issue. They're using these extra days to sanitize the schools. That's according to the superintendent of the Marshall County Schools. She says that the 4 days of limited exposure to others will decrease the cases of flu in the system. That's what they're hoping. So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the influenza virus is considered widespread in at least 36 states, and that includes right here in Alabama. As for the flu, it can cause mild to severe illness and at times death. So take this seriously. If you have not done so, get the flu vaccine if you're not allergic. It's not too late. Stay at home if you have a fever. Wash your hands, cover your cough and sneeze, and be sure to clean and disinfect everything around you. Like Lysol should be like your middle name right there. So be on the lookout for cough and sore throat, runny or stuffy noses, muscle and body aches. Reach out to your doctor and make sure that you get yourself healthy. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5, and want to encourage you to hop on Twitter because Sean has asked us a question about a tattoo.
Yeah, and we'll get into that in a second. Yes. I do what I add in, you know, last hour I said it's just flu anymore and not bird flu, swine flu, H1N1, all the different. And Josh on the text line said, heck with the flu, I'm disappointed that we don't hear about chikungunya anymore. You know, we haven't had it. You're right, Josh. We have not had a discussion of chikungunya in quite a while, which was my favorite of the diseases to talk about because of the name. So yeah, it's just old flu now.
Right.
I mean, it used to be we had fancy brand name designer flus,
all
and
caps.
Now it's just generic. It's just just Sam's Choice. It's Kirkland brand flu, right? It's not any kind of...
Right. Great value.
Remember back in the old days when our flus had names?
Remember when sandwich bags, you had to like... There's no zipper on the sandwich bag. You had to fold. Yeah, fold it.
Yeah, like, God forbid, how did we ever survive having the exhausting task of folding our
That's
bags
like
over like that?
Popcorn on the stove.
But those were the days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Good old-fashioned popping corn, as Dad used to call
it. What about when
it.
You want chocolate milk and you actually get the milk and the chocolate and then you...
And the stir, and you knew the sound of success was that if you had a glass instead of a cup, that ting 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 ting, that spoon on the edge of the glass. All right, yeah, you mentioned tattoo thing. Now this was an off-air discussion last hour, and we were just talking about Roger Stone and Roger Stone's nothing in actually in the main news cycle of Roger Stone, but the back tattoo of the face of Richard Nixon.
Well, we got there because he said that, you know, he didn't appreciate how they stormed his home and brought in all these people with guns. He said if they would have just called appropriately, he would have been able to dress in a very nice suit and had a much better mugshot.
Looking good.
Yeah, so he makes no qualms, or, you know, he's very clear as to how vain he is.
Yes.
And you have to appreciate that he is okay with saying, I'm into my metrosexual like nobody's business.
Right. So part of his look is a tattoo of Richard Nixon's face. So we just had a side discussion. If you were going to have... The answer cannot be, I'm not going to have one.
Right.
Because that's where I went first. And Dalton's no, you have to... So if you're going to have somebody's face tattooed on your back, who would it be?
See, this is a boy thing or a man thing, because as a woman, no, I'm not part of this discussion. I'll go back and forth.
Everybody is,
There's only one rule.
That's
right. You got to get a tattoo.
That's right. The rule is, in this game, you have to get the back tattoo. Who would the back tattoo be of?
My first thought went to Willie Nelson. I've seen some really bad Johnny Cash tattoos out there. But then I started thinking a little deeper, and it's between two for me now, and I've sent you a tweet.
I saw it.
Should I go with Tony Soprano or Junior Soprano?
So I responded, Tony to you on Twitter.
Yeah, or Tony the Tiger.
Oh, that'd be good, too. It's just somebody's face, right? So a face tattoo, although I put up the artist Bob Ross.
Yes.
And him doing, one of them is just Bob Ross, and the other one's Bob Ross doing a painting. It's his face, but he's doing a painting on the back.
What are your specifications of a person who is worthy enough to be on your back?
You know what? That's what y'all got to answer.
Because for Roger Stone, I mean, Nixon was his idol, right?
So if y'all had to, you got to answer this. Each person has probably a different answer. If you had to get somebody tattooed, a face tattooed on your back, you don't get to say you didn't get to. In the contest, you have
this
to.
This is such a guy thing.
Whose face is it? You can let us know on the text line. I see stuff coming in on Facebook. Also on the Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. Face tattoo, you got to get one. Who is it? Let us know. I might want to switch mine for staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll find out. he joins us coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Much of Alabama is expected to see rain, snow, and freezing temperatures today. Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather, warning drivers of potentially dangerous road conditions. Clark County's emergency management director tells News 5 his crews are ready to respond.
We may see some heavier snowfall. It's not going to last a long time.
Clark County schools are closed today. Also, Thomasville City Schools, Monroe County, Washington, and Conecuh County schools are closed. In Mississippi, Greene and George County schools are closed this morning. For a full list of closures, go to WKRG.com. The Air Force is investigating the death of an airman stationed at Herbert Field. The name of the airman is expected to be released today. The airman was found dead Monday morning outside the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. A big thank you this morning to all of you who generously gave to the WKRG Back the Blue Telethon. News 5 viewers pledged more than $35,000. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs.
You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Saves, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
Extreme cold fanning out across the country this week will reach from the Gulf Coast to Maine, covering even parts of the South in snow. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray tells us temperatures are low in the upper Midwest today, and the mercury is plummeting.
Feels like 15 below zero in Chicago, feeling like 24 below zero in Minneapolis, feeling 11 below in Des Moines. And this is nothing compared to what we'll see tomorrow morning when we'll be actually colder.
Juan Guaido, the Venezuelan opposition leader who has declared himself the country's interim president, says he's hopeful Nicolas Maduro will relinquish power peacefully.
Now, during this period where we end occupation, because Maduro has seized the executive power, his administration ended on January 10th, and there was no election that endorses him. We must use great pressure for a dictator to leave, install a transitional government, and have free elections.
Wall Street futures are trending higher. The Dow is up 52 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Trump administration's charges against China's Huawei technologies included a key message to other companies: you shouldn't lie to your bank. Prosecutors allege that Huawei, its financial chief, and other company employees engaged in a long-running scheme to deceive global banks and the U.S. government about its business ties to Iran. According to a 13-count indictment unsealed in Brooklyn, the company, two affiliates, and its chief financial officers have been charged. Meanwhile, delegations from the U.S. and China will resume trade negotiations tomorrow, but early indications suggest the two sides remain sharply divided ahead of a March 1st deadline to cut a deal. Chairman Jerome Powell is likely to refer this week to a word he's been using to describe the Fed's latest approach to interest rates: patient. With pressures on the economy rising, the Fed has signaled it's in no hurry to resume raising rates after having done so four times in 2018. And with inflation remaining tame, the rationale to tighten credit has become less compelling. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year on a new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get 2019's hottest styles at amazing prices, like waterproof flooring up to 20% off, or save 5 to 15% on a variety of hardwood floors with coupon. Get a new look for the new year. Our installation team can take the worry out of the whole job. Special financing options and our best price guarantee ensure that you're getting a high-quality floor at a great value. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or lumberliquidators.com by Tuesday.
I get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
45 now. It's dropped 9-10 degrees since I got into the studio this morning. And this is bringing in this cold front. And what about the snow?
Well, there's still a little bit of snow occurring on the far western edge of the precipitation. The front has gone through, the wind's out of the northwest, but precipitation is sort of lagging behind it. And on the extreme western edge, where temperatures drop into the 30s, that's where some snow is occurring. The best chance for it is going to be well to the north of us, on up in Oconeca County, Clark County, Choctaw, and over in George County, Mississippi. That's where your best chance for a little bit of snow here in the next hour or two. Here in Mobile, there's a chance we could see a little burst of snow flurries just before it clears off. Again, the best chance is well to the north of us. We've already had our high temperature for the day. It's been in the 50s. And it'll steadily drop perhaps into the upper 30s. And then as the sun comes out this afternoon, we'll get back up into the 40s again. Big story, though, will be tonight. We expect a pretty good freeze tonight with temperatures in the mid to upper 20s, about 27 here in Mobile, and getting down into possibly 24 degrees in the northern portion of our listening area. So sunny skies are expected tomorrow. We'll get up near 50 degrees and then down to around 30 tomorrow night. After that, we continue a warm-up as we get into the 50s on Thursday and the 60s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a chance of a few showers.
All right, and so this will be the, this is kind of weird because I think last winter we had a lot of temps like this, but for this winter, this will be the coldest temps of the year, coldest temps of the winter so far.
Yeah, this will be the coldest, and say 27 degrees. That looks like about the low here in Mobile. And that, of course, that reading would be occur in the western portion of the city. And it's always just a little bit warmer as you go to the east or closer to the bay.
All right. And remind folks, too, a couple things we're going to talk about milestones today. Number one, the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac is out and in stores now.
It is, and of course it's free, and here in Mobile, places like West Marine, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars, Robert Bora Christmas Town, and over in Baldwin County at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, and also Autocraft Collision Centers and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
All right, and then 40 years ago today, two things were happening. Number one, Dr. Bill, it was your birthday, and number two, you were doing what?
Well, my first radio weather broadcast here in Mobile was 40 years ago today, right on my birthday.
So that's how you celebrated your birthday, by going to work.
Right.
So I love the story talking about one that stands out. I know there are so many, but one that stands out to me is you're talking about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and I don't know how many years ago it was, but you had a weather radio radar on a trailer or something that you brought to the rodeo site?
Yeah, we had a radar down at Dauphin Island. That was in the summer of 1979, and that deep sea rodeo sure did, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. I mean, for people back then, to think about, we have this on our phones now, but back then the idea of having a radar that fishermen could look at what's going on in the Gulf, that's pretty amazing.
And 2 months later, we had Hurricane Frederick.
Yeah, no joke. Yes, that's right. That's right. It was the harbinger of that. So four decades of forecasting for us around here.
Now I really feel old.
Happy birthday, Dr. Bill.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. And I am older than 40 years, that's for sure.
Yes, 45. He started at a young...
It's your story. You tell him.
Very young.
Yes. He's a prodigy at five as a meteorologist. Dr. Bill, happy birthday from all of us, and we'll check back with you very soon.
Thank you so much.
There he is. Birthday boy and staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. 740. By the way, the text and the tweets and the Facebook messages on this have been fantastic. I just read through a few of these. Now, I got to tell you, this one I am, there's some of these I'm very jealous of, that I didn't come up with. I went with the Bob Ross tattoo. If you're just joining the show, we mentioned, we were off air last hour talking about Roger Stone's Nixon face tattoo on his back, and Dalton says, well, if you had to get a face tattoo on your back, you don't get to say you opt out, you have to get one, whose face would it be? And y'all been suggesting a lot. The Mark Twain one, I think that was awesome. I'm jealous of that. I would have wished I would have chose Mark Twain over Bob Ross, but I didn't. Patrick Swayze.
That one's actually got me, you know, I'm named partly after Dalton from Roadhouse, right? So that one's given me some ideas. I'm going to need to step back from that idea, give it some time, and then if I might look back on this in a couple months and get me a Dalton from Roadhouse tattoo. Small one, very small.
Okay. Clint Eastwood.
That's
Keith
awesome.
Keith Richards.
Mm.
Jason in the, down at Gulf Shores. Mr. T. Pretty strong.
Oh, I pity the fool.
That's right. Donnie says, this is kind of different, a Justin Bieber face with the circle with a line through it over his face, like no Justin Bieber.
You really have to not like someone to get that kind of tattoo.
Sarah says, hands down, it would be General Patton. Ooh. I would always want that man watching my back. Then somebody, okay, suggest Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, like I was down with that.
Lee Ermey, maybe?
Yes, Lee Ermey. Alfred E. Newman says Hal. And I hope so. Eric says, I hope somebody chose Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, nice.
You did, Eric. Y'all can keep them coming on the text line at 343-0106, on the Twitter feed at FMTalk1065, or at KellyK2KFinley.
Nice.
On Twitter, or at Dalton Norwig.
I'm surprised
Twitter.
No one picked anyone from, like, Police Academy. Remember
yet,
that movie?
Yet.
Okay.
This contest is young.
Yes.
Remember the contest is, you don't get to say you're not getting one. Dalton came up, you've got to get the face tattoo mm-hmm. on your back, the size at least of what Roger Stone has with Nixon's face. Whose face would it be?
I'm going to be the judge in this contest. That's why. And so as a judge, I have to remain neutral.
Mm-mm.
And I will not be getting one.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope. Doesn't work. All right. We'll discuss that during the break.
Please. Let's do so.
Yeah, I'll come out of the break having lost. But I'm going to still at least.
Oh, you'll have a tattoo.
Yeah, I'll at least try to fight this battle. All right. 7:42. Let's check the right in. Maybe we get a tattoo of Kane. From traffic. Hey, Kane.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State. Troopers not working any new accidents. Westbound I-10 between the Wallace Tunnel, Canal Street. They do have one without injuries and traffic starting to back up because of that wreck. Wreckers are on the way. So far, you're seeing delays off of Government, Airport, and University. And again, heavy traffic off of Schillinger, Airport, and Tanner Williams near Snow. So be patient through those areas. But no other accidents that'll slow you down. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months, model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll go deep into understanding how today's advertising marketplace works. More after this message from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Good advertising agencies love clients who have a plan for their growth and success. But if you don't, Lewis Communications will help you make one so their processes will be most effective. And there are numbers you can find that are easy to track about your campaign success. But the human part, the story, cannot be ignored. Numbers only can be a campaign's downfall. The story is what makes the connection, what sells, and what catches your customer's attention. Learn more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
We may have to catalog these suggestions into some kind of coffee table book. One texter lined up a triple threat here. George Washington, Chuck Norris, and John Wayne. Of course,
wow.
Pretty strong. Pretty strong. A lot of people chiming in on the text line at 343-0106. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter at FM Talk 106.5 and on our Facebook page. 7:45, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I don't even know where to go after this. I mean, who follows tattoos like that? I'm surprised we don't have tattoo artists calling in.
Well, and if you are, you want to text or call in and let us know what the strangest face you've ever had to do a back tattoo for.
And let me just, I know I have to get the headlines, but are you talking about, like, what size of this is this tattoo that you're,
what do you
you're
think?
Referencing?
You've seen the picture.
Like the size of the moon?
No, it's like, what'd you say? It'd be
just between the shoulder blades,
oval,
not very big.
Maybe 4-inch oval, something mm-hmm. like that. You can go bigger, but it has to be at least as big as the Nixon face tattoo on Roger Stone's back. You can look at the Twitter picture and see what we're talking about.
Along those lines, we begin in Montgomery. The circuit court there in Montgomery County has mediation has been ordered in a high-profile case. We're now in the third year of the Spencer Collier defamation lawsuit against former Governor Robert Bentley, Rebecca Mason, and others. So mediators have now been appointed. The judge has directed all involved in this lawsuit to contact the mediators within 14 days and then schedule the mediation within 45 days after that. Collier served as secretary of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, ALEA, for 3 years in the Bentley administration until Mr. Bentley fired him in March of 2016. One day later, Collier accused Bentley of having an extramarital affair with Mason, who was Bentley's top advisor. Bentley would eventually resign from office in April of 2017 after an impeachment investigation and probable cause findings by the Ethics Commission. So again, Collier would then file that lawsuit against Bentley. Collier claimed that Bentley fired him because Collier refused to go along with Bentley's order to not operate with the Attorney General's office in a matter related to former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's criminal case. Bentley says, no, that's not why I fired you. I fired you because you're not truthful and because of reports of possible misspending on your watch at ALEA. A special grand jury investigated the misspending allegations, found no wrongdoing by Collier or basis for the allegations. But here's the deal. Collier says that because he suffered personally, professionally, and financially because of these allegations, this is why this lawsuit is moving forward. He had to file for bankruptcy, but he's now police chief for the city of Selma and is seeking damages, compensatory and punitive damages. And this case is scheduled to go to trial in September. Declining sales are forcing some Lifeway Christian stores to close their doors and employees to find new jobs. According to the Alabama Baptist Lifeway Christian Resources president, the company is contemplating a strategic shift to a, quote, dynamic digital strategy due to an accelerated rate of erosion at its brick-and-mortar stores. They made this announcement last week. There's a Lifeway right around the corner from the station here, right? What's the shopping center called right there? Right there with Olive Garden.
And that is the Festival Center.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought you were going to say Festivus.
whichever you want to call it.
You're right. But Lifeway's operating expenses, here's where it went wrong, exceeded sales by $35.5 million in 2017. So they have 10 stores in the state of Alabama, 174 stores total. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Much of central and north Alabama is expected to see rain, snow, and freezing temperatures today. Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather, warning drivers of potentially dangerous road conditions. A teacher and two aides are under investigation in Okaloosa County. The women from Silver Sands School allegedly blew a whistle in the ear of an autistic student and locked three autistic children in a bathroom with the lights off as a punishment.
One student per witness was held for 90 minutes.
A Shalimar Elementary School guidance counselor is also in hot water this morning. She is accused of not reporting the alleged sexual abuse of a 5-year-old student by another student. Okaloosa officials announced the investigations on Monday, saying they have zero tolerance for teachers failing to protect students. A big thank you this morning to all of you who generously gave to the WKRG News 5 Back the Blue Telethon. News 5 viewers pledged more than $35,000. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A New Orleans All-Star requests a trade. The SEC remains at the top of the Associated Press Top 25 poll and Media Day from the Super Bowl in Atlanta. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA, big news yesterday came early with a report that New Orleans Pelicans star Anthony Davis will not be open to a contract extension and would prefer to be traded to a team where he can compete for championships. The 25-year-old Davis was the number one overall pick in the 2012 NBA draft. Since then, he's become one of the most dominant players in the league. Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry insists that this won't be a distraction for the team.
Everybody seems to be fine, and like they understand that it's part of the business.
Pelicans say they plan to listen to offers for Davis, but won't make a deal before the February 7th trade deadline unless they're offered something overwhelming. In NBA games last night, the Golden State Warriors stretched their win streak to 11 games by beating Indiana 132-100.
Comes Curry, here's a long one. Get
down
ready.
Two, down to one, his three to end the half, and he got it!
That call comes courtesy of Bay Area NBC Sports. Stephen Curry went 6 of 8 from 3 with 27 points. Mobile's DeMarcus Cousins added 22 for Golden State. Boston snapped Brooklyn's 6-game win streak with a 112-104 win over the Nets. The New York Knicks lost their 11th game in a row, 101-92 to Charlotte. Denver overcame a 19-point deficit to defeat Memphis 95-92, and Atlanta beat the LA Clippers 123-118. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their newest top 25 poll in college basketball. The Tennessee Volunteers earned 48 of 64 first-place votes to remain at number one for the second week in a row. The rest of the top six remain unchanged. Duke is at number two, Virginia number three, Gonzaga number four, Michigan five, and Michigan State at number six. Kentucky moved up one spot to number seven. LSU jumped six spots to number 19, and Mississippi State remained ranked 22nd. The Auburn Tigers and Ole Miss Rebels fell out of the poll. As the Patriots and Rams prepare for the Super Bowl on Sunday, yesterday in Atlanta, the teams kicked off the week with Media Day. Tom Brady making his ninth Super Bowl appearance alongside head coach Bill Belichick for the Patriots. Yesterday, he spoke about their relationship, saying that they are perfect for each other.
You know, he's taught me so much about leadership, how to be a leader for the team, and he's been so consistent, and his goal is winning, and that's what mine is.
The LA Rams and New England Patriots will play for the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday at 5:30 on CBS. 7:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, high wind advisory until 6 p.m. tonight with 30-mile-an-hour gusts, especially across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've got the wet roadway, so be careful there. But the good news is Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us no new accidents. Westbound I-10 between the Wallace Tunnel and Canal Street. Wreckers are on the scene. It should be cleared up pretty quick. Veteran-owned Stern Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. It's either live website at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect rain and some light snow this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings around 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Are we doing tattoo headlines first?
Yeah, I mean, however you want to line it up.
I mean, I'm game, since I'm not playing. So we have been talking about what's happening on a national level and bringing it closer to home, because as we know, Roger Stone has a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back. And I've seen some adult language about what people think of that on Twitter. I have seen that. But we're staying PG on the show and asking you if you had a tattoo.
Back tattoo.
Back tattoo.
Of a face.
And Dalton helped out with, when I said, what size should the tattoo be? And he said, between the shoulder blades. Okay, to give people the visual. And the two of you have been really going at it.
Well, you can't say, oh, I'm not getting one. You have to get one. So who would it be? My favorite recently came in from some of Dalton's kinfolk.
who was it? My mom?
Yosemite Sam.
That's good.
That's awesome. Hey,
my dad said that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aww.
Awesome.
Your dad's pretty cool.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah, it is. Let's see where you get it from. Let's get you to your headlines. Ready, set, return. Tax return, that is. The Internal Revenue Service is now processing tax returns, both paper and electronic. It started yesterday, the official beginning of the tax season. Of course, we were mired in that 35-day shutdown, which sent many IRS employees home and then raised even more concerns about when were these returns going to be processed. The IRS even recalled a significant portion of their staff who is tasked with handling the job. Now, this is also the first season that President Trump's tax plan kicks in. If you're not familiar with it, well, he has changed the ranges for federal income tax brackets and boosted take-home pay for about 90% of Americans. One of the big changes is in the standard deduction. So $12,200 for single filers and $24,400 for married filers. For most taxpayers, our filing deadline this year is Monday, April 15th. Patriots Day is April 15th in Maine and Massachusetts. And the Emancipation Day holiday is April 16th in the District of Columbia. So those taxpayers, they have until April 17th to file their tax returns. In general, the IRS says that they process most returns within 21 days. But if you file via paper filing, you can expect to wait a little bit longer. And the recall that we told you about last hour, just want to remind you, if you shop at Aldi and have purchased peaches, nectarines, and plums, there's a recall in effect due to the threat of listeria. More than 1,700 cartons of fresh peaches, 1,200 cartons of fresh nectarines, and 365 cartons of fresh plums have been recalled, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The food was distributed in a number of states, to include Alabama and Kentucky and Georgia and Michigan and Mississippi and North Carolina, Ohio, and more. In Alabama, the fruit was sold through Aldi and packaged in a 2-pound bag with the brand Rio Duero. So if you have that, take it back, get a full refund. Just know this, that if you get this particular strain of listeria, it can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Quinn Hill, you're coming up next hour. And Fred suggested Mo, because he could incorporate his back hair. If you had enough back hair, you could do Chewbacca, couldn't you?